Hey, Paul.
Hey, Tony.
Gosh, it feels so good to, after about a month, finally have you all to myself once again.
Thank God. It's just you and me and the hot new DC music on the Hometown Sounds podcast.
God is good. How are you doing?
Like a pimp, lot of rings upon his hands. Congregation in trance, just get his bread in advance. When they pass the plate around, most of that be going to him. Told Slim, won't you watch a winner win? Hopped up on the podium, mumbling, humming up a hymns. Round the time you got the summer coming in. Best they wear unless you know he got to rub it in. It don't matter if she with her mother now. Eyes focus on her chest, breast, he got stuck on him. Plus he got a lot of dollar, follow hallelujah. He could spot the idol blinded mind, quick to fool ya. He be holding private sermons on the king's eyes, laying hands on him. He speaking in the deacon, sneaking in the freaking vegan. All in the name of a hypnotic thing you and I will call him.
When it comes to sacrifice, doesn't take the same one thing to tell you what you really came up here to do. Supposed to pass the message on for a higher call to inspire all the folks in the pew. And sometimes they got their own thing. They make it out to be whatever they wanted to be. But if you're using all your drugs for a call, then it's gone. Baby, don't you should not be. And moving out and going, well, then you say, oh,
Sam's ass. Women be saying when he sang his voice to bring them joy. Homeboy, know the story, so we ponder on going to a place where all the fine tenderloins be going, singing a joyful noise, which he later exploit. He said he do this for the love, pimping with positivity, telling Helen who then fell in love, stuck in his melody. Met him after performing, he all the peace and blessings, let him spread them. Same night, now she feel the need to check him. Got a call from a girl, put a pause on the world. She like he might be the one in sheriff, and like she bought the Earl. Guess they got a lot in common, cause he sure enough got it poppin', talking about we need change while he up on that stage. Detail the revolution to the bedroom space. They say you never use your gift just to lift the blouse. He writing songs, quoting verses from the scripture now. Got a real connection with the crowd, look at him now. He hit a chick with a smile, looking her up and down. Peace queen, thinking of digging her out. Until the word was getting around and women have figured him out. Then you just up and bounce up a crowd, so have to switch it around. A fresh audience to get horny with, feeling so glorious. But this ain't where the story ends. Between a mission and missionary position, there's a huge difference between amusing and musician.
Supposed to pass the message on for a higher call to inspire all the folks in the pew. Cause sometimes they got their own thing. They make it out to be whatever they want it to be. But if you're using all the drugs for a call, then it's gone. Maybe y'all just should not freeze. And hope that I'll be gone. Well, then you say, oh,
they come and just act like they're building. They'll bring themselves back to themselves to be the source. Now we're just going to end it right here on this.
Man, that's got me feeling good. What was that, Paul?
That was the 1978ers, and they are thus known because they were both born in the year 1978. That is the duo of producer Slim Kat, that's Kat with a K, K-A-T, and U, that's lowercase y, capital U, from Diamond District, very well known.
We had them on a couple of shows back before the hostile takeovers.
Exactly. So that's the 1978ers.
You know what's true about the 1978ers?
What's that?
The 1978ers gonna ate.
Aiders gonna ate.
Aiders gonna ate.
Exactly. So that that full-length album is called People of Today, and that is out on Tuesday, November 11th on Mellow Music Group, which is the same label that has Diamond District and a lot of other great, soulful, interesting, cool hip-hop. I really like the organ on that song.
Me too.
Like if they made a music video, I feel like Sherman Helmsley should be in that music video.
I hear that.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Somehow I ended up on the Mellow Music email list. I don't know how that happened, but I'm feeling pretty hip today.
You should. They have a really good email list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so next, if you know me, you probably know that I am an enormous Presto Bando fan.
I did know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they put out a new record a couple of weeks ago called Sergeant Teal. Now, here's a funny fact about this record. A couple of weeks before that, they put up a 5-song teaser, a preview, and it included several incredibly noisy and cacophonous tracks, and they were really unlistenable. And I was really worried. I was really, really worried. I was like, what are you doing, guys? And I actually ran into Brandon a couple of weeks ago, and it turns out it was a prank.
What?
He picked these songs that sound like ass. Just so people would be like, what the hell is this? Like, what is this record going to be? But no, there's some classic Bando here. And this track, it's called I Got Kick, is no exception. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Bri and the Apologists.
With a track called Lately.
And that is from a new EP called I Learned to Drown Myself Out, Part 1.
Part 2 will be out sometime in the near future.
Exactly. And that is a free download, a free EP. And if you were a crazy cassette tape fan, you could have bought that on special purple cassette tape, but they only made 50 of them, and it is now totally sold out.
Yep. All gone.
Yes. So, sadly, you missed out on that.
Yeah.
If you had a tape deck. And, you know, I guess it's the hot thing, tapes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They have a show coming up Saturday, November 22nd at DC9 with some of our new favorites, Fellow Creatures.
Yeah.
And I feel like Baby Bri Bri also kind of the spiritual ancestor of the makeup.
Ancestor? I'm going to go with descendant.
Descendant sounds better. That's a better term. The spiritual descendant of the makeup, Ian Sabonis' band from the 90s, sort of gospel, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's some fun stuff.
Totally. Brian Gerhart, also known as Baby Bri Bri, he has an interesting philosophy as a band leader. He really keeps some tight reins on his band members. He really stresses minimalist rock arrangements. So, like, the moment he'll be hearing, like, a sixth or a fourth in a chord, he'll be like, bop, 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 keep that out. No, 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 no. Wow. I heard him talking about this at a show one night, and he's got some really interesting philosophies on the way that this DC punk should be made.
Mm. Well, he's certainly making it sound interesting.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Where are we headed next?
Next is Big Hush.
Big Hush.
Yes.
This is another cassette release, right, Paul?
That is correct. There is a local label called DZ Tapes that has put out a number of cassette tapes, but surprisingly, none of them have been from DC bands. I actually looked through their whole band camp to see if there was anybody else that I should download and know about, and it was there were none that I could find. Big Hush is their first local band signing. They put out tapes and accompanying free Bandcamp downloads, which is, of course, how I roll. But if you are a tape deck lover, you should be on this.
Yeah. This is a very interesting band to me. I would love to be able to, like, make an appointment with these folks to have them come hang out and play this very personal, emotional music in my living room. Mm. Also, on their Bandcamp tags, you know, on describing their music, one of the phrases is feel feelings. And I think that sums up what they're doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. Get ready to feel, folks.
This is called Wrong House.
Slow. I'm waiting.
Here on the Hometown Sounds podcast. If only you folks could see all the shade I am throwing Paul right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that music does to me. Mm-hmm. That was Clones of Clones with a track called I Don't Need Your Love. They have a new EP out by the same name this Tuesday, November 11th, and it is really good.
Nice. And they made a music video.
They did.
For that track, and we featured it, and they were pretty pleased about it. So everybody wins.
Yeah. Yeah, they were, and yeah, we did. So I don't normally spring for music in this sort of radio rock kind of genre, but I really love what they do. I really hope that this song gets played at like a Caps game or something this season.
That'd be
cool.
Awesome.
You know, also, they are just wizards with their gear. They have a lot of cool stuff, and they get some great sounds. I love all those little twinkling synths that they have on that song. It was really wonderful. Anyway, I think we're kind of on our way out of this week's episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast.
It almost seems like we just got here because the last couple have been really long.
Yeah.
With lots of talking about awesome stuff. And now it's just me and Tony, and we're just telling you about these great songs. And so, yes, we're almost at the end. And so I haven't done my spiel in a little while. So let's remind everybody that you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or any of the apps. I don't think anybody subscribes in iTunes anymore in like the desktop software. That's not how you should do podcasts. Get an app. subscribe to it. It's awesome. You can rate us in whatever app that is, the iTunes store. You can like us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine. It's all at Hometown Sounds. That's no underscores, spaces, all just one word, nice and easy to remember.
Yeah, we snagged it.
All of them. It's great. Check out our music video of the day pretty much every weekday on the website, hometownsoundsdc.com. We also have a 24/7 music stream playing all DC music. Check that out on your smartphone using the free TuneIn app. If you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or sponsor the station or give us feedback, you can email us at dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. But please, the important part is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying or downloading their music.
And seeing them play live.
All over town, because they're doing it all the time. And seeing live stuff, that's the way that you really get into this music. You know, this playing it on the podcast, it's a little teaser for you. But when you go see the live shows and it rocks and everybody's having a great time and you've maybe had a couple of drinks, that's when you really fall in love with a band. And then you get to see them more and more, and it's just, it's fantastic. That's the way that this whole thing should work. One last song on the Hometown Sounds podcast. This is Astronaut Jones. And you may know Astronaut Jones from Saturday Night Live, played by Tracy Morgan. This is not that person, character. This is some loungy, down-tempo kind of music. This is a duo. Let's see if I can get this name right. This is Max Kuzmiak and Satya Talam, or Thalam. How do you think? T-H-A-L-L-A-M. Thalam?
I don't have the letters in front of me.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you be the authority on this one.
Right on. We're going to go with Thalam. They have been doing some production work for various people around DC for a while. They composed a score for a feature-length documentary called Dog by Dog, which is out this fall. This is a new single that they've put out. The song is called Game Theory, and it features Frank Mitchell on saxophone. And it's kind of hard to miss the saxophone in this song. It kind of goes a little crazy, opening credits of SNL style. Frank Mitchell, well known for playing sax for Thievery Corporation and CI and Black Masala, lots of great people. And this song definitely has that down-tempo loungy vibe that was kind of DC's hallmark in the 2000s especially. You know, people have been talking a lot lately about DC's musical traditions. Obviously, the punk rock nostalgia overflowing, also, you know, go-go and the history there. But people kind of forget about what Thievery Corporation did for DC music getting out into the whole world. I mean, everybody was following on that sort of gravy train for a while, making stuff that sounded good in the loungy sort of stuff. And this is a bit of a throwback to that, which I'm a big fan of. I loved all of that stuff that was coming out in the 2000s. The single has some remixes by people on the Fort Knox Recordings label, Omega Man, and local Latin down-tempo stuff by Empresarios. But I'm going to play you the original version because it's got the awesome saxophone stuff.
Cool.
And Astronaut Jones has had a residency honing their live set at Kuzba, which is on 8th Street Northeast.
Yeah, good food there, too.
Oh, awesome. And so they've been honing it. Their last night of their residency is Thursday, November 13th. So if you are around, definitely check that out. I think that's about it.
Yeah, this is some of the best easy listening I think I've ever heard.
Nice. All right, enjoy it. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thank you, Paul. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Right on. Thank you.
the host should start a new game.